Eight ayes, zero noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you. Item 14, please.
Item number 14, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, per Board Resolution 08231, submitting an annual report itemizing vacant and funded positions in each department. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm Daniel Lorela, analyst from DAS Fiscal. Before you, as has been alluded to, this is the annual vacancy and turnover report. It's a snapshot of where the county stood as of May 8th of this year, and it lists only vacant and full-time positions. So I'd like to hit in a few of the highlights here. At that time, there were 479 vacant FTEs in the county, which was about 11.6%. Last year, we were at pretty close to the same percentage, but because there were more full-time employees, that was about 550 FTEs. The VNT reduction in the 2013 budget was about 207 FTEs, so we're a little bit over, or actually significantly over that, which is also pretty standard for where we are at this time of year. About 12% of the vacancies countywide are being held to manage the budgets and meet the VNT goals that are set in the budget. About 40% of the vacancies are in the hiring process, so it's either a position that the department says was recently filled by the time we got in contact after the May 8th point, or they're recruiting it, or if it's a position on continuous recruitment, like several of the nurses and COs are. There are 46 positions in BHD that are vacant due to the changing needs. These are probably related to the mental health redesign, and there'll be more on that in the budget coming in 2014. There are 21 positions in the Office of the Sheriff that are due to the new contract with Armory Correctional Services to provide services. And there are 39 HOC correctional officer positions that are in continuous recruitment, so that accounts for a large chunk of the vacant positions. And I'll be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Lorel. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
You touched on sort of the big three that were in that are in the double digits. I guess I wondered whether there was any more comment to you on BHD. I mean, I know the House and the Sheriff issue is a little, you know, more chaotic in terms of the transfer, and I think some of that stuff wasn't, because it was late breaking in the budget. I can imagine that our numbers, our projections may not have all been kind of fully reconciled or whatever in terms of the budget, but. In terms of BHD, I guess I've heard, well, we've all heard a lot of reports, and many of them talk about our understaffing and the challenges that we have there. So I guess I'd like to know, you know, in addition to those that are being held open, sort of expected on the VNT, there's still a pretty large amount. I'd like to hear some explanation of that.
Ms. Kutzer, please identify yourself.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Alex Kutzer. I'm the budget manager for the Department of Health and Human Services, including the Behavioral Health Division. in terms of your question, Supervisor, those positions, the 46.3 FT, part of that is reflective of the mid-year Hilltop closure this year into their July 1 reduction. So anything that was vacant at that time we were holding so that we would avoid any layoffs mid-year. The other part of it, if you look at our 2014 requested budget, we're looking at downsizing significantly, moving to a community-based system of care, and any positions that are open, particularly in operations area, non-direct service, we're trying to hold vacant so we can avoid layoffs next year if we're anticipating getting rid of those or reducing those positions in the 2014 budget. That's the majority of them. Does that answer?
I'm sorry. So we're talking... Well, so half, 46 of 100.
I was speaking specifically about the 46.3 where it says okay. Organizational needs have changed. I can go through the other.
So, yeah, so I'm sorry. So what's the breakout of that? So, I mean, how much of that was Hilltop? And Hilltop was budgeted for, so wouldn't that have, I mean, we knew we were doing that downsizing. So wouldn't those FTEs already have been adjusted for a mid-year?
This was a May 8th. Yes, and this was a May 8th look at it, and that's a July 1 downsizing. And so some of them would be reflected as vacant and funded because they were still vacant and funded as of May 8th. But as of July 1st, they're no longer funded. And so if they're vacant at that time, we're not going to fill them for that two-month period of time. So that's a small piece of this. I would say I don't have the number, but I can email that to you. The other piece is really looking at in the 2014 requested budget, we have over 116 FTE reduction in BHD. To avoid layoffs, we looked at particularly positions that are non-direct service-related, operations positions, maintenance position, things that are open currently that we're trying to hold vacant and do other things. And it would be no surprise to this committee that we do have a fair amount of nursing vacancies and other things where we're using some temp agencies and other things to try and fill in when we have vacancies. Due to the fact that we're going to be downsizing and we want to avoid layoffs if possible.
I don't think I need the numbers on the hilltop. That's a reasonable explanation. I think I would like more information though about sort of the assumption that we're taking certain actions in 14 that are not yet that I don't believe have been. decided. So if we're talking about additional downsizings that have not yet been approved and the administration has decided, you know, the middle of this year to already put us in a position where we're going to be understaffed and in a crisis mode, presuming decisions that have not yet been decided, that's problematic. I don't know if this is the time to discuss that, but if that's what I'm hearing, and that's part of the crisis we're having, that's really troubling to me because for years we worked so hard to get staffing, particularly in nursing and those hard to recruit positions, and then now we're sort of failing to keep up with it because there's some presumption about what the footprint's going to be. And unless I'm off base, if I'm misinterpreting what you're saying,
Mr. Chairman,
seems like a rather significant effect on the institution.
Supervisors, in no way am I saying this is a for sure. This was in our requested budget. And in my experience in the county, we typically try to avoid layoffs by holding positions that we feel we can deal with. We talk to managers. As I said, it's mostly non-direct service related. For example, I know there's a fair amount in our operations of those reductions in our 2014 request, which is not approved. I completely understand that. I think 20 of those are non-direct service-related, overhead-related in terms of maintenance of the building, in terms of the staffing office, the QA department, but in our internal HR department, in our fiscal area. And we're trying to hold those. They have been vacant. They've either been vacant a long time or been vacant this year, and we're trying to hold those so that essentially we don't have to lay anyone off if the budget goes through. If that doesn't look like what's going to happen, of course we will fill those. But that has been our plan, and we've done that in previous years in terms of trying to anticipate, because the last thing we also want to do is hire staff to lay them off early in the next year. We try and avoid that. In terms of the political side, I can't speak to that. I can only speak to the budget and what we've done as past practice. These are not, I can go back and look at my list, but the majority of these positions in particular are not CNAs or nurses direct service on the units. Okay. We are, for the most part, fully staffed on our units. We always have turnover, so I can't say we're fully staffed, but last I looked, we are well staffed on the units, and that hasn't been something that we've been cited for in any of the recent issues, staffing levels.
Mr. Chairman, so I appreciate that explanation. I maintain some skepticism. I feel as though the administration is not operating under the under their what should be the presumption, which is that the current policy is the policy until such time as it changes. If they want to manage for what they want for 14, then they have to bring something forward before the budget. You can't begin to implement that in 13 and effectively set us up for a crisis if we don't go along with your path, because you won't know the budget till the middle of November, and then they'll say the budget doesn't take effect until January, and so now we couldn't do anything. So for 6 months we did nothing, and then we'll be set up. We'll be understaffed. I'm really concerned by that.
And I appreciate
that. And I've seen it play out.
I appreciate that, Supervisor. And what you can do is you can just ask questions of staff to try to get some answers, so to your satisfaction.
Clearly it's not a problem with this report, but the report,
right.
The report sort of gives you a glimpse,
yes,
at what you're going to see.
Yes. And we have to be prepared for this 2014 budget for sure. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question was in line with Supervisor Lipscomb's comments. There's not a full breakdown of the positions that you're referring to in BHD or even in the other departments. Specifically, I'd like to see which positions that we're referring to that haven't been filled and I guess won't be planned on being filled by the departments. I think that's important for us to know, to have that information. I think even some of those, what the departments may determine as non-service related, non-direct service related positions might have more of an impact than us as a board might want to take on some of those.
Should Ms. Kutze or someone in Department of Health and Human Services make an appointment to see you, sir?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, and also to further the details in this report.
Okay. Of course, supervisors can request that. Supervisors can have such requests, because what we want to do is be well informed, so that we can make decisions that are prudent, responsible, regardless of what other people say within Milwaukee County. We want to be responsible and prudent in our decisions. So if that means getting information, then that information should be made available to supervisors. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Supervisor Stamper?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. For BHD, this 100 number, is this supposed to add up to that? Are these different categories are supposed to add up to that?
Mr. Chair, I did notice in a few of these numbers in this table that the numbers didn't quite add up. I'm not entirely sure why, but I'll be happy to take a look at it and issue a corrected version of this to the committee.
Yeah, they don't add up. Okay, so recently filled, that means they're filled. So would this be appropriate to be on this sheet if it's if this is a vacancy sheet and they're filled?
Mr. Chair and supervisors, how the process works for this is we take the data as of May 8th and then disseminate that to each department.
Mm-hmm.
And give them a few weeks to respond to us, since they have to take care of their other issues too. So, for example, I think the response date in this one was the end of May. So that would have meant that the positions were filled between May 8th and the end of May.
Okay. So the report is done after the position is filled?
In some cases, there are some positions that are filled between the report date and the response date.
Okay. So therefore, this 11 number, for example, on 6300 BHD, would be included or not included in the vacancy total number?
It would be included.
Okay. All right. Now, the reflected, does this reflect the temporary service of nurses that are being hired? So these numbers don't even.
No, it does not. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So how is that counted? You know, temporary service of nurses, temporary positions in relation to, what's needed and vacancies.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, temporary services are budgeted separately in a 6,000 a service account. We track those by the person, by the agency that we use, and we have a separate report that I'd be happy to get you. This is reflective of actual Milwaukee County employees, and so it's not reflected here.
Okay. But what I specifically mean is when there's a temporary position, a temporary person doing a job in the department, does that substitute for a vacant position of the person that would be there?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, in order to use a temporary person, we have to have a request to fill approved by HR in terms of we're in the process of filling. So it would probably on this sheet be listed under either hiring in process or on continuous recruitment.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so.
I think. Yeah. Okay. So the organizational, for example, organizational needs have changed 46.3 people, kind of on the same idea as Supervisor Lipscomb. Will these, for 2014, are you, because of the downsizing, are they going to be reflected in the budget? Do you need this number, or is it going to be going down?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if I understand your question correctly, I can get you a detailed. When we turn this in, this is actually a line-by-line item detail of every position with an explanation afterwards, so I think that would be helpful so you can see exactly which position. And we added notes, and so typically we would have a note about are we holding it because of 2014 that we think we're going to be downsizing that position potentially in 2014, or are we holding it because of the Hilltop, the current 2013 Hilltop downsizing. Those are all noted. So, you know, if it's okay with the committee, I'd be happy to send that out yet today to the committee so you can see DAS has that, and that's what we filled out in order to reflect this. This is a moment in time, so I can't honestly sit here and tell you that some of those that are listed there haven't been filled since or that something hasn't changed since, because obviously, you know, in terms of how we staff the building, that's dynamic and what people needs. This was in May. We're 2 months later, so it's not going to be exact, but it'll give you a list of what we were thinking when we filled this in.
Okay. And then last question, Mr. Chair. When you have on continuous recruitment, and the number is significantly lower than, you know, what's needed for, you know, just departments that reflect that. For example, 6.5 are on continuous recruitment, but we need, I don't know how many we need based on, you know, the downsizing. You know, why wouldn't that number be higher?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the on-continuous recruitment positions for BHD specifically are usually doctors, medical staff, things that it takes us quite a while to hire for. So they'll be continuously recruited for throughout the year. Even if we only have one vacancy, we may be recruiting for more people in anticipation of turnover in the year. So they're typically hard to hire positions.
Okay.
Please send.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Please, Ms. Kotze, if you would send reports and make subsequent phone calls to supervisors.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Spoken with. Thank you. This report is informational. Does the committee want to distribute it, leave it as is? Just leave it as is?
Leave it as is.
Okay. Item number 15, please.